For me to achieve my dreams is to actually be able to pursue them. So it's not about so much the final outcome, but it's about the way there. Yeah, and then you have to make sure you enjoy it.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman, and I never got to learn how, and it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com.
Welcome back to the Women in Tech podcast. This is Esprit Devora in Barcelona, Spain. What? It is amazing connecting with the Women in Tech community here. And right now I have Marta with a virtual reality company. VR is just like blowing up. Marta, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us about your company.
So yeah, I have a background in filmmaking and I was living in San Francisco last year. And I got started in virtual reality. As you said, it's mind-blowing. So I just keep going to old events, meeting a lot of interesting people, until at some point I was presenting an idea for a festival at a conference about VR films at Google. And they were showing what they were working on at Google Spotlight. And it was like completely mind-blowing, stunning. Everyone was completely going nuts with how amazing that experience was. And then when there was the Q&A, we were asking them, so how do you distribute this film? How do you make it accessible for people?
Yeah.
And they were just like, well, you know, we have no distribution channel. At the moment, we are just playing. So I was with two other friends who are also in the tech scene and a little bit of filmmaking. We're like, oh, no, everyone must be able to enjoy that. So that's how we came up with Vinema, which the idea is to make VR film and experiences accessible for everyone. And the idea is to create little cinemas that we distribute all over the world. So you can easily go to experience this at an affordable price.
And you guys, if you guys want to cyber stock Vinema while you're listening to the episode, just go to VNEMA.com. That's V like Victor, NEMA.com. Now, you've said a lot of stuff in like a minute that's just... First of all, you were in San Francisco, but you're from Barcelona.
Yes.
Second of all, you're at Google. Like, what? You talked about Google Spotlight. We need to know what that's about. Like, start from the beginning. How did you discover this program at Google? How did you make your way to San Francisco? How did you live in San Francisco for a year?
So, okay, I'll start from the very beginning. Okay. So, I am from Barcelona. I studied business here, which I never wanted to study, but that's where I ended up. And... after that,
Wait. You never wanted to study, but how'd you fall into business?
I kind of fall into business because I wanted to do film, but my parents were like, no, film is not a job, it's a hobby, so no, just study something else. And I don't know, I guess at the point I was like a bit lost, I just out of school, and I was like, all right, so I'm going to study something, I did business. And afterwards, I left to Berlin, where I work in television.
In Berlin?
Yeah.
Do you speak German?
No, I work actually for the Russian TV.
You speak Russian?
No, it was all in English. And that's kind of when I started shifting from business to really like production, television. But that was not really enough. I really wanted to do film, creativity, stories. So I left everything and I moved to LA, where I lived for half a year there.
Wait, LA too?
Yeah.
But wow. And where in Los Angeles did you live?
I live in Burbank.
Oh, crazy.
Yeah. In the studio city was like, for me, it was like a dream.
So you were a part of We Are LA Tech.
Yeah.
And then what happened?
So I was there for half a year and I was like fascinated. I was like loving my life and every day so much. I was co-creating stories with amazing people. And once I had to come back to Berlin, I didn't know many people in the film industry. So I was trying to figure out which was the best way to make contacts and co-create, because I just didn't want to be someone's assistant. I wanted to actually be part of the creative process. So I came up with a meetup idea where people that don't know each other come together and they have 2 weeks to produce a short film. it started like a very small meetup idea, but it started growing.
A meetup idea.
But it grew so much, and like literally 2 months that I ended up doing a really big festival in Berlin. And the television got involved. I received so many applications, and brands provide me with equipment. It was crazy.
Wait. Just like, how did brands provide you?
I have no idea how I branched from a meetup to a festival in 2 months, but it literally happened.
2 months.
Because I was like going everywhere, meeting so many people. Everyone loved the idea. There were 50 people. They didn't know each other. I formed them into teams, mixing nationalities, mixing backgrounds, mixing levels of experience, and they had to co-create stories.
You're blowing my mind.
It was really, really amazing. Actually, I couldn't believe it where it ended up. And it was really nice. And then when I came back to Barcelona, I got in touch with the city council that were running a campaign to portray Barcelona beyond the Ramblas. So all the districts that no one really goes to when they're visiting the city. And they really liked the idea of the festival to do that campaign with the
and
festival.
And, you know, some people may not know about Ramblas. Can you tell us? Yeah.
The Ramblas, it will be like the Torre Eiffel in Paris or the Coliseum in Roma. It's like the most visited place of the city, as in the sense tourists just go to the Sagrada Familia, La Ramblas. Mm-hmm. But Barcelona is much more. So the city council was trying to also put in the scene other neighborhoods that are more forgotten, but they also are becoming nicer, and they have a lot of stories. So they wanted people to discover other parts of the city. So what we did with the festival was to take on 100 filmmakers and create short films for every district. And it was super nice because we did an open casting to the city. Everyone could get involved. So it was really, really mind-blowing.
And that's amazing.
The big screening was at the biggest cinema in the city. It was really, really, really nice.
How exciting. Okay, so you went from Barcelona to Los Angeles to Berlin.
No, so I went from Barcelona to Berlin, Russian TV. Then I went to LA. Then I came back to Berlin. I did the festival. I came back to Barcelona.
But you still were just in filmmaking. No tech at this point.
No tech at this point. After this festival, I got into an innovation program from Silicon Valley, San Francisco.
How did you find it?
Really randomly. I think I was looking for sponsors for the festival. And I found this program that's Imagine Creativity Center. And it's all about creativity, disruptive innovation. It's all about technology. And they were doing a special edition for culture in the city. So I joined, but it was culture, was also very technological. So they wanted to see how technology can help art.
Right, right.
So that's when I really got more started into tech. And it was a really brilliant experience. It was a month where we were like working
in San Francisco.
In Barcelona.
This special edition
was in Barcelona.
Okay, cool.
So we were working from Monday to Sunday. It was super intense. I was like, we're traveling to all the creative hubs of the city.
Yeah.
Where they were like starting to use technology to make art more accessible or more interactive somehow. So people can not only see a painting, but actually experience it in deep way. That's how I get into the tech scene, and that's how I ended up in Silicon Valley this year, where there is Startup Embassy, which is an entrepreneur's house where we only accept entrepreneurs. And I went there to help these guys with the partnerships because they want to turn this house into a brand where we create a global network of entrepreneurs.
Startup embassies. Yeah.
So you could actually, what we try to do is we try to create a family. So whenever international entrepreneurs from all over the world go to Silicon Valley, either for a short term to raise money or for a long term to set their business, we help them navigate the ecosystem.
It's amazing. That's what I do in Los Angeles.
Wow.
So that's amazing.
Nice. Yeah. Wow. So I was there.
Trying to do it past Los Angeles. That's enough.
We're trying to make it big so you could travel if you're as an entrepreneur, because a lot of people really don't have a home.
100%.
Leave everything just to follow their dreams. So we're trying to create this a way that you could travel the world and still have like your home.
Totally.
Somehow.
Yeah.
And so that's how I got there. And then I met this guy from Google who was doing a virtual reality meetup. And I told him about my festival and that it would be really great to have my format, which is like really good for exploration, but in virtual reality. So not only having filmmakers, but introducing tech profiles.
Right.
And also, the focus was more on storytelling because there is a lot of R+D or hackathons for devices or technological aspects, but storytelling-wise, it's still like really vague. People doesn't really know how to write story or to tell you where you have to look, because maybe someone is watching us from here, but maybe he doesn't care about us and he's looking somewhere else. And that's how I got up at that Google Spotlight event where I was presenting the idea from the festival. And then we were seeing the films these guys were making, which they were actually spending a lot of money exploring, storytelling, blah, blah, blah. Then is when they told us that they really have no distribution channel. And I was with two colleagues, and we're like, okay, we have to create that. Yeah. And that's how Binema got started.
And then tell us about, like, how do you go from not really being in the virtual reality world to finding that need and then becoming a master in it?
Passion. It really blew my mind. I was like, this is amazing. Everyone should be able to experience that. And we start researching, and like a really low ratio of people has been able to really experience that. Or you can only do it at events.
Right, right.
Because it's like really expensive, high quality sets.
Totally.
On HTC or something, that's actually what's really crazy to experience. So passion, and we were going to all the events, talking to a lot of people, like doing workshops, and
That's so cool.
And yeah, we're really excited because we are presenting our first prototype at the Barcelona VR Festival.
Tell us about that.
So this is happening on the 24th and the 25th of February here in Barcelona. It's the first one that's being organized in the city, and we're really, really excited to be part of
it. That is exciting.
Yeah. We're super excited, and we're like showing our first prototype, how will be the user experience. And we're also, of course, we are looking for productions to distribute.
Cool. As I was telling you before we started recording, I'm really excited to introduce you to Tristan, who created Flow meditation app, the virtual reality.
Oh, yeah, you said,
She creates like meditation in beautiful scenic places. So when you put on the Flow meditation app, you feel like you're in Iceland meditating to like the waterfalls and to the mountains, and it's like amazing. So I love it. Like, I love that this podcast can take extraordinary women around the world and like connect them together.
Yeah, that's so amazing. Cool.
And so what have you discovered about you're founder and CEO, right?
Yeah.
And so what have you discovered about being a CEO? Like, what would you say, how can you be an effective CEO?
I think you have to lead by example. So you have to be the one working the most so people is motivated. And also I think it's not only about retributing people when you're doing something that you start from scratch, and that sometimes at the beginning is really hard to actually make money out of it. You really have to find a way to get everyone involved, feeling that's part of them. So I think it's just about like really caring and empathizing with people who is working with you.
And how many people are on your team?
So in the festival, in Landscape, it's 12. And Binema, we're 3 at the moment.
And have you raised money?
We're in it. We've raised a little bit. But we are preparing now the prototype for this festival where we expect to raise more money. And also, we're doing this in Spain, but we're going back to Silicon Valley in March.
So just to like be super clear, so you have your festival, and then you have
Binema.
Like cinema.
Yeah.
But virtual reality. And then you also have Startup Embassy.
Yes.
I mean, that's a lot.
So, but with the festival...
Do you sleep?
Not much. With the festival, I'm not doing much at the moment. It's more quiet.
It's more mellow.
Yeah, at the moment it's more mellow. I'm more focused on making Binema.
And what's your role at Startup Embassy?
Partnerships.
So you are active, like consistently active in Startup Embassy, and being the founder and CEO of your company, as well as when it's the time of year.
I'm co-founder at Binema, so the three of us. Yeah. Like,
oh, there's 3 of you.
Yeah.
And how did you meet your co-founders? Who are they?
So I met them in Silicon Valley.
Oh, cool. Yeah. And do they still live there?
Yeah, but they came here.
They're living here now.
So one of them is really, really young. Actually, when he arrived at Silicon Valley, he was still at university. But I think he's probably going to drop out. His name is Alvaro Fragoso. And yeah, he's a business student, but he already founded his startup before when he was in Mallorca. And that's why he came to Silicon Valley, because he wanted to see like the top.
And what's his role?
Right now we have the roles not so clear defined. I would say he's more focused on the business aspects. The second one, Jesus, he is more focused on technology aspects and designing how all the software and like the interaction with the user will work.
And your focus?
I'm more focused in the communication aspect, designing the the booth, how will the cinema be, and the experience.
So cool. Do you have photos you could send us too that we can include in the show notes? Okay, cool. So if you guys want to see more, and also we'll include the Flow Meditation app, we'll include everything in the show notes so you can click away and cyberstalk. Speaking of cyberstalking, how can people connect with you directly? What's the best way?
The best way to connect with me, I'll say it's by mail.
And what's your email?
So my email is Marta without H. So M-I-R-T-A at landscapefilmfestival.org.
So M-A-R-T-A at landscapefilmfestival.org.
Yeah.
Perfect. And we'll include that in the show notes as well so you guys can connect. And so what have you, like, absolutely loved about creating your company? Like, what's your favorite thing about your company?
The working doesn't feel like working. It's just like just playing and learning, and everything is like really, really exciting.
And what was a huge obstacle related to virtual reality that you had to teach yourself that you feel really confident in now?
The more technological aspect of it, because with traditional filmmaking, teach myself quite a lot, it was easier because it's an established medium for a lot of years, so you can find a lot of information. It's kind of, to say it somehow, the rules are set. Whereas with virtual reality, there is really no rules. So you have to learn to navigate when you have meetings or when you are trying to design something. You have to learn to navigate with this uncertainty that at the same time is, I think, where like the most.
What kind of mind state have you learned that it takes to achieve your dreams?
For me, to achieve my dreams is to actually be able to pursue them. So it's not about so much the final outcome, but it's about the way there.
And then
you have to make sure you enjoy it because...
100%.
So that's, for me, that's what I've learned the most. And one other thing I learned is that if you really want to do something, it doesn't matter if you don't have the right formation, you're not in the right place. If you really want to, like, everything is possible.
I completely, completely agree. What resources would you recommend for someone that's totally scared and wants to get started and doesn't even know where to begin?
I think a good place to begin is in events where you actually talk to people and you realize that you are not the only one that's scared, that everyone is kind of trying also to figure out their way. Mm-hmm. So it's good to read, research, get inspired by what other people did, mm-hmm. but also going to events, putting yourself out there, and meeting other people that's actually struggling with the same problems you are.
Totally.
So I think that's one of the best ways.
And what are some Barcelona-specific resources you'd recommend? I know right now we're sitting in Tech City that like unifies a lot of the startup companies here in Barcelona, so it's exciting to have so many companies around us. What are some of the other resources that exist here in Barcelona?
Co-workings, their role in the community is growing like really, really a lot. Especially, I was working from one that I really like. That's MOB, Makers of Barcelona.
Makers of Barcelona. So yeah. M-O-B.
M-O-B.com.
.com. Whoa.
No, wait, no.
No way.
MOB/Barcelona.com.
Okay. Because I was like, that would be crazy.
Yeah. This one is really, really active in the community. The city council has Barcelona Activa, which is good. They offer a lot of...
We actually talked about that in a previous episode, Barcelona Activa. Yeah, tell us what you found about that resource. And you guys will, again, include it in the show notes for you.
So Barcelona Activa is an institution from the city council where they provide a lot of free formation, either for people who want to start their own companies or more specific about design, programs, literally everything you can imagine. And it's really good because they also help you legally. They also offer co-working spaces. They organize some events.
Awesome.
So it's a good place also to maybe it's a good place where to get confident.
Awesome. If people want to get involved in Startup Embassy, what's the first step to get there?
So we have a questionnaire in the website where you apply, and we are really fast to get back to you. And we are actually really looking forward to host many, many women because in Silicon Valley, there is not so many. So please, girls, go and apply.
And, you know, I bet so many people listening right now would love an opportunity to volunteer or intern with Startup Embassy just to get more connected. Is that possible? Do you guys have interns
absolutely.
And volunteers?
Yeah. Absolutely. So they could get in touch with me at the same mail I provided before, marta@landscapefilmfestival.org, and I can help them.
Awesome. And is Startup Embassy also on Twitter?
We're on Twitter and Instagram.
Okay, perfect.
And it's at Startup Embassy.
Perfect. So you guys can tweet, whatever you want to do. Now, Venema is on Twitter and all the social profiles as well.
Yeah, but it's not very active yet because we've been more focusing on building them first.
When did you create it?
Venema, it was born the beginnings of November.
Oh, so just a few months. Yeah. It's new.
Yeah.
So what's next for you, for Venema?
Next for us is the VR Festival here in Barcelona. Get as many good content and a lot of good connections. Keep collecting more data, and then we're going back to Silicon Valley in March.
Awesome.
That's where we plan to. Also, we wanted to be involved in VR LA.
Yeah.
In April, right?
Yeah. I don't remember, but yeah.
So we are trying to get into that show as well, and there is where we want to really start.
And one thing I want to like really take note and tell you guys right now is like if you're in the VR space or whatever industry that you're working in within technology, definitely be sure to like research all the conferences and events going on, make a spreadsheet, and then like see how you could get involved in each one, because you don't know what the deadlines will be. And so if you kind of get a jump start on it and do that research, then you won't have to wait and you won't be missing deadlines. Well, thank you so much, Marta, for spending your time with the Women in Tech show. Like, and it's, when are you going to be in LA? Because I want to integrate you into all things. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for hosting me. It's been amazing. I am going to be in LA in March or April.
Oh, perfect. Well,
amongst them.
You'll have to stay in touch.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. You guys know to connect with more incredible women in tech like Marta, just go to womenintechvip.com. That's womenintechvip.com. That takes you straight to the Facebook group, so you don't have to worry about like, oh my God, there's so many Facebook groups. I don't know which one to go to. Just womenintechvip.com. Feel free to tweet at me at Esprit Devora or at Women in Tech Show. You're awesome. I love Barcelona. Like, I'm so excited to be here. I'll see you guys, talk to you guys, hear you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
This episode of the Women in Tech Show is powered by UpGuard. UpGuard's discovery engine brings visibility to complex IT environments, enabling teams to quickly identify risk, confirm compliance, and make business safer. They are proud supporters and employers of incredible women in tech. To be notified every time a new Women in Tech episode is released, simply text Women in Tech to 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. To support the Women in Tech show, it's super easy. All you need to do is start doing your Amazon shopping by clicking on this link first, womenintechshow.com/Amazon. That's womenintechshow.com/Amazon. The Women in Tech show is hosted by Esprit Devora, edited by MKW Films, show notes provided by Carl Marty, music by Jay Huffman Live. The Women in Tech show is a WeAreTech.fm production.